Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
At the Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program, we know how quickly mediation can resolve conflicts. OAMP is a no-cost service available to ag producers in need of assistance resolving agricultural and environmental disputes between fellow producers, lenders, and creditors, or others, including USDA agencies. Call OAMP toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 800-248-5465 to learn how mediation can work for you. You can also check us out on Facebook or our website at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, cash cattle interest remained subdued here this morning following a normal day yesterday. That was of inventory taking and showless distribution. Generally, showless were steady to slightly lighter than last week, which is interesting given the general light market movement over the Thanksgiving holiday. Packers are expected to need additional cattle over the upcoming weeks, not only to account for current demand, but plan ahead for the reduced processing schedules during the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Now, initial movement in the hog futures expected to be mixed today, with follow-through selling pressure met by an attempt to cover short positions during the first half of the week. February futures led the complex lower yesterday, losses breaching about $2 as traders continue to remain concerned about the progress surrounding the trade deal with China. The next round of tariffs slated for December 15th, and news reports coming out of China state they will not move forward on a trade deal until current tariff levels are rolled back. Now, moving over to the grains, the wheat contracts higher at all three exchanges, led by Kansas City, with all three markets trying to recover from an ugly session yesterday. Monday's session saw most contracts give back the rally from Friday, which pushed prices to multi-month highs. Weak export data, even though it was a holiday-shortened week, seemed to set the early tone. Weekly export inspections totaled just 9.1 million bushels, the lowest of the marketing year, compared with the 16.8 million bushels needed weekly to hit the USDA forecast. Corn prices higher overnight, supported by the weekly crop progress report, confirming what anecdotal reports have suggested much of last week. The 89% national harvest pace is the slowest since 2009 and the second slowest since 1992. Soybean futures firmer overnight, once again trying to end the impressive losing streak, which is now extended to 8 sessions. The January contract has closed lower in 9 of the last 10 sessions, with Monday's lows 2 cents off 6-month lows. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
December live cattle down 45 cents, 120.75. February down 40 at 125.80. January feeder cattle down 12 cents, 142.15. March unchanged, 143.02. December hogs down 167 at 60.35. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 1.5 yesterday, 437.25. March down 7.75 at 439.25. Chicago wheat, March down 6.5, 535.25. May down 5.75 at 539. March corn up 3 quarters, 382. May's up 3 quarters at 386.5. January soybeans down 6.25, 870.5. The March down 6 cents, 885.25 penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.